Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health with your hosts Robin A. McKean and Lisa Ripple. This show focuses on helping you integrate your spiritual wellness, your physical body, and your emotional health. We talk about fueling your soul and inner self, as well as the right food to fuel your body.
And now, here's Robin and Lisa.
And good evening, everybody. Today is Friday, May 8th, and we are here this evening. Obviously, always, I'm here with Lisa on Fridays. Hi, Lee. How
you
doing? Yay.
You know, it's good. It's good.
But tonight we are actually going to be speaking to Mr. Conrad Kubiak, and I am so happy to have him on the show tonight. I've known Conrad for years. I personally own 3 of his gorgeous drums that he has made, and this man makes drums that just speak spiritually. They're not just a hunk of wood with a skin on them. When he makes a drum, he pours his entire spiritual being into them. I can't explain. They are just so special. Every time I see him at an event, I know I'm absolutely lost because I know I'm going to leave there with a drum because there's always something that calls me. So it's kind of good if I stay away from him. This is the best way for me to interact with Conrad is on the phone, so I can't buy a drum. But if you do go to an event and you see his drums, you will know exactly what I mean. I have even traveled down to his house. He actually lives not that far from me in Pennsylvania, a couple hours drive, and I've actually traveled down to his house a few times to look at stuff. So without much further ado, I will introduce Conrad. Conrad, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Conrad. How are you?
I'm doing good, Robin. How are you?
Good. Lee, you've met Conrad at our old MPA events.
Oh, and I also was at last year's Drumming in Smithville here in Jersey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you guys
down there, what, last weekend?
I know. I was going to ask you how it was. I was unfortunately out of town, and I wasn't able to go this year.
You know, it was a little cold, so it wasn't as big as usual. But it was still very good. It was a good time for everybody.
It's such a nice little place, Smithville. If you're ever in Jersey, in the southern part of Jersey, take the time to go to Smithville. They always have something cute going on. And I know our friends, Drax, Hannah by Drax, were there as well.
Yes, yeah.
They're always there. And I, too, have 2 drums of Conrad's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have 2 of my drums as well.
I do. I have a large djembe, and I have a baby djembe.
Fabulous.
Because I can't handle
fans.
Those big ones. They get away from me.
But I also sell over the phone, so.
Oh, no, Robin.
Go online right now.
That's right. Go online right now to spiritinthewoods.com. And,
well, singular,
look at
spiritinthewood.com.
Spiritinthewood.com.
Only one wood.
Yep, and look at his drums, because I'm telling you, this man makes drums that are just gorgeous. I have one, my favorite one that he made, and we were talking about this earlier. It has abalone and onyx inlaid around the bottom, and it is just gorgeous.
Yeah, that is a pretty jewel. And then the body of it is ash. Mm-hmm. I think that one was an ash tree.
Yes, yeah.
So
and you made it
really
out of one piece of wood, and it's just, it is just so, and it's, when I take that drum out of its case, everybody, there's just an energy about that drum. Everybody looks. It's like it has a personality of its own, and I just adore it, so.
Well, anyway. It's art that talks.
Yes, it is.
How I look at it, it's not, you know. This is the reason I got involved in drum making, was I couldn't find drums for sale that were that satisfied me, that made me happy. So I originally, this was just about making something for me, to make me happy. That goes back 30 years. So
I was going to say, how long ago was that?
30 years ago, yeah. It's like,
wow.
And then everybody got jealous, and they wanted a pretty one, too.
You know, well, I made one for me, and then I went to drumming events, and people wanted to know where I got that. They noticed it, and they liked it, and they wanted one. So it occurred to me that, wait, there might be something here. I could actually just do this as a living. That's who knew. I did another one, and I blinked my eyes, and 30 years have gone by.
And you were telling me earlier, for those of you who are not familiar with Conrad, which I kind of find hard to believe, but for those of you who are not familiar with him, Conrad does everything. You know, you get these guys who are out there who are drummers who, oh, my thing is drum circles, at, you know, or I do corporate events, or I make drums, but I only make djembes, or I, you know, I buy djembes and I refurbish them. You know, they have their little niche, their specialty, if you will. But there isn't anything about a drum that Conrad can't do or tell you about. He has done just about every aspect. You know, he gives classes, he makes drums, he does corporate events, he's everywhere doing everything. I mean, this is his lifestyle. And
you know, it's because I'm ADD. That's what it is. So I have to keep it interesting for me. I have to keep trying new things. So whatever, you know, and you know, my fascination is with all aspects of the drum, not just a specific one. You know, I guess it's always just been a spiritual calling. It's never been, you know, about, you know, a product or money or, you know, making, maybe it would be, I'd be a better businessman if I focused more on the money, but it's really about the art and the spirituality of it. Love it.
One of the things that I find so interesting is when you walk into your vending spot or if somebody comes to the house, or even if they look at the website, you make all kinds of drums. You know, most drum makers, it's such an undertaking to make a drum. They specialize in, you know, a djembe, or they're going to make an ashika, that's it. They're going to make one kind of drum, and that's it. But you make all kinds of drums. I mean, how do you cross spiritual paths in order to make these drums? I mean, do you have a ritual that you follow? Tell me your process.
It's funny that you say that because, well, I can tell you a story. When I started doing, you know, I started making cajones, actually, which are wooden-headed drums that have a Cuban lineage. So that was really where I started it. And then from there, I started making Native American drums because that was a thing that I was interested in. And I got back in the early 90s, got on the, what they call going onto the Red Road. I got involved in Native American spirituality. And part of that was, you know, was through the drum. And then I made my first African drum. I made Nishiko. And I don't know, I didn't really know what I was doing, I just did it. You know, I had been woodworking since I was a little kid and woodworked my way through college, and I was always into ropes. I mean, I did macrame in the 60s, and I went to sailing camp, and so I was always into ropes and tying knots. And So it's like all these things that I've been doing my whole life came together in drum making. I had to learn about leather and animal hides and raw hides and all that, but that I wasn't that familiar with. But it just always seemed that like there's a spirit of the drum that guides me, you know, and I just start to do it, and I get really good results from the first time I ever make a drum, and it's just amazing. And sometimes I don't even know what I'm I don't even know. I just trust that I'm being guided, and I do it, and it seems to work out really well.
Yeah, it does, so, because, like I said, you've got some of the most beautiful drums. It was funny because I was just at a gathering last weekend, and there was a gentleman there selling drums, but they were drums that you could go online and buy from any drum manufacturer. And that's good for him. I mean, I understand he's trying to make a living or whatever. But it was, for me, it was just, wow, if I was going to spend that kind of money on a drum, I'd be calling Conrad and saying, hey, I've got $300 to drop in a drum. Let's do something. I kind of have always, I guess I was spoiled because you were really one of the very first drum guys I ever met as far as buying drums. I mean, we go back. So I think I was spoiled. So now when I go sometimes and I look and see drums.
You did get spoiled.
Yeah.
Well, it's just always been my approach is that the drums are living beings and that they have, that's the kind of energy that I'm working with. That they're not a product. They're, I kind of half jokingly say that when people ask me what do the drums cost, I say half jokingly because I really do feel it is that the drums are free because I think they're living beings and I can't sell living beings. But I ask for an adoption fee.
That's right. Well, you really do, pour your whole, soul and everything and when you make a drum. I mean, it is a really spiritual thing. I attended a workshop many years ago about, I think at Brushwood, how to make your own drum. And, of course, they have you making a little Doombeck while you're there. And it was a lot of work to make that little drum.
Yeah, it is work.
Yeah.
It's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Definitely not.
And certainly
you have
the
to
way
love
I
it.
Do it. Not the way I do it either. I mean, but there's, people on a spiritual path will understand that there's more to life than just, you don't just decide the value of your life or what you do by the amount of pieces of paper that you gather.
Yeah, absolutely.
That there's more that doesn't show up on the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And the effect that, I think this is why we're here is to have some effect on the world, to make the world a better place.
Agreed.
Not just for ourselves and our immediate families, but everything we do, one way or another, is going to affect everything else. It's that the butterfly flapping on the other side of the world affects the weather on this side, that approach.
Yeah.
And I just think if we choose to put energy into our lives and into how we move through the world, that it creates generative change. It's like throwing the pebble into the pond, and it creates ripples that never stop. We may not be able to perceive them, but they continue. They bounce off the edges of the pond, and they come back, and this energy. Grandfather Wallace Black Elk once said, where I was involved in a project making a water drum with him. And he was talking to me, we were talking about the way, I think I had said something like that the water drum was amazing, that you could hear it for 3 or 4 miles. And his response was that sound carries through the entire universe.
Wow.
But I understood that he was talking beyond just that water drum. It's all that, all our, mm-hmm. everything is energy. You know, let's get to mm-hmm. the bottom line of it. You know, so if it's all energy, then we have thought, and our thought is a type of energy. Our existence is energy. That which we really are is not this physical body, but the mm-hmm. physical body is also energy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's all, I'm actually doing a workshop coming up on the 15th, and it's all about using the drum to manifest your desires. Because
yeah.
the drum itself is the djembe specifically is perfect Helmholtz resonant chamber. And mm-hmm. if you're a student of Tesla, this was something he worked with. And by creating frequencies within the Helmholtz chamber, so it said that he can open portals into other dimensions, mm-hmm. Nullify gravity, change mm-hmm. things, you know, mm-hmm. so it's pretty amazing that this, I don't know, no one really knows where the djembe came from, thousands of years old,
right?
But yet it's a perfect Helmholtz resonant chamber.
Wow.
So if we're using that and with our intention in a certain way, we can use that like a cauldron to focus this energy and in a way amplify or magnify our energetic desires and you know, kind of, and bring to us what is our heart's desire. Well, that's the first thing, of course, is to figure out what you want, but
mm-hmm. And be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, well, true that. Yeah, you want good things for good people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's something. So if people are interested, that's going on. If you go to Susan DeVal's workshops, there she's got that, and that'll be on. I'll probably have that on my Facebook page too. I should be listing that.
Mhm. Oh yeah, absolutely. Hmm.
And what is that Facebook page for those who are listening?
Oh, well, you can go to Conrad Kubiak. That would be, you know, my personal page. But also Spirit in the Wood Drum Company, just CO, though, don't spell out company. And
mm-hmm.
then if you want to see pictures of my congas and such, go to Spirit in the Wood Conga Drums. So I'll be putting a release out there, a blurb out about the workshop. But also if you go to Susan DeVal's workshops. I've got to put a link to that on my webpage, whatever. I don't know how to do that on my webpage, but I'll put it on the Facebook page. That I can do.
I know, man. Those website pages, they are something to traverse, I'm telling you.
Well, that's not my thing. Everybody's
got
a thing. Web pages and such, that's not my thing. The drum making, so yeah.
There you go.
That I got. Nobody can be an expert at everything.
That's right. Absolutely. And the bottom line is, if anybody out there listening would like to get in touch with Conrad and you can't figure out his webpage or whatever, get in touch with me. You can email me at littlestonebridge@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to put you in touch with Conrad. I think everybody should treat themselves to one of his drums, because I'm telling you, the spirit of the, he's absolutely right. His drums they are living entities. They have their own spirits, and they do radiate differently than those, you know, like mass-produced store-bought things that you can buy at the music store. It's a totally different feeling.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the idea, is to create the, well, the name Spirit in the Wood, where
mm-hmm.
that really came from was I was trying to come up with a name that really expressed or shared what I thought. How did I think about drums?
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit in the wood part is that the drum is the wood, that the spirit resides in the wooden part of the drum. That's the spirit is in the wood. And it's interesting, years later I read Babatunde Olatunji's biography that was written after he passed away, after he crossed over. And part of one of the things he talked about was this trinity of energies. And he talked about the spirit of the animal skin and our spirit and the spirit in the wood all combined when we're playing it. I'm reading it. I'm going, God, what? That's the name of my company. Look at that. Isn't that cool? And it's so true that there's this trinity of spirits that rides on the subsonic wave that's created by the drum and goes down into Mother Earth and then comes back up through the base of our feet and the base of our spine and up to our hearts and then out our hands. And again, and when we breathe this cycle as we're playing the drum, there's this cycle of energy goes on between Mother Earth and going through the drum. And we can bring sky energy down through our crown chakras to our mixing in this into our heart. And, it really, the heart and the drum and the way the drum is are so connected.
Yeah.
That is the heartbeat.
Absolutely. I actually just, at the event we went to last weekend, there were a couple of very young men in amongst our camping group who had never really had any kind of drum instruction. They both had drums, but they were still trying to figure it out. And so I actually gave them the heartbeat, drum your heartbeat. And they both were like, wow, that's so cool. One of the things I did want to touch on with you is healing modality. I don't think that people often realize how cathartic and healing playing the drum is. I'm sure that you have some theories, ideas about why this is. I know I do, but I thought maybe you could talk to our listeners a little bit about that. I've had questions recently in reference to, somebody said that, they could, if I played a drum, for half an hour, five times a week, that it was going to improve my depression. And how could this be? Any thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think just on that alone, that it is physically impossible to play a drum and have a negative feeling. It just doesn't work. You can start out being negative or being in a bad mood, but when you play, by the time you get done playing, whatever that was bothering you, it's no longer bothering you. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. They don't. They're not compatible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I have a whole theory about what I call a white moment. And this is part of the, when I do corporate programs, I call that my white moment workshops. What we're really doing is it's a group dynamics and team building kind of approach. But the studies are done. Lainey Redman did studies on this years ago that the different hemispheres get synchronized when you're playing. Whenever you're playing a drum, the drum itself becomes an acoustic driver, and the shortest nerve path to the brain is the auditory nerve, which interestingly we call the ear drum. That's how we hear, is really a drum. It's a membrane that vibrates, which is like a drum. That's what a drum is. And the vibrations that the ear hears get transmitted into the brain, and the brain waves then start to follow those patterns. So if you're playing rhythms that create alpha or beta kind of waves in the brain then synchronizes to those. And what happens is that both hemispheres are both in the same frequency, which doesn't happen always. So, and then the next step is that these frequencies come into phase with each other. So you're basically having a whole brain moment. The whole brain is operating as a single unit. And that's what I call the white moment.
Oh, that's cool. Brain harmonics.
the whole brain is working as one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And athletes call it being in the zone, you know,
mm-hmm.
and dancers get it too.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Musicians call it being in the groove. You know, things slow down, everything becomes easy. It's a higher state of consciousness that we move into. And drumming facilitates this. This is just an amazing thing. And you don't need to tell people that you're doing it. You don't, it's all without language. I've seen groups, I've done groups, where it's like 20 people, and you can watch them from their first tentative taps on the drum where they've never drummed before to, mm-hmm. you know, 45 minutes, an hour later, you see they're definitely at a higher state.
They're glowing.
Consciousness is, they're glowing, their eyes are wide, you know, they're smiling, their energy is high. Their posture is different. Everything is different about them. And you can just look around and notice the whole change, and you know, from my point of view as a teacher,
mm-hmm.
They're in this higher state of consciousness. They're having an experience. And that's the amazing thing. It might be different too for each one of them. There's no,
mm-hmm.
you know, it transcends the verbal, and it is in this experiential realm.
Yeah. And you know, the most simple thing to boil it down to is, it's really, there's just no way not to be joyful when you're in that space, and you can see it coming over people as they're playing. We have somebody in the chat room. I don't know, Conrad, if you're aware, but there's also a live chat room during the talk shows in the computer on Blog Talk. So sometimes people make comments, and there's a lady, Niv, she's a regular follower of the show, in the chat room talking about how she just can't figure out how to drum. She just doesn't have it. And I just, one of these days, I'm going to get her out here and sit her down and put one of your drums in her hands and
if she has a drum, you know, this is, I've heard this, I can't even tell you how many times.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I can't drum. I
mm-hmm.
have no rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, well, the first step is to leave your brain out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
don't overthink it.
Yeah, well, it's not about the mind. It's about the heart, and it just leads me to a whole strain, a whole thought pattern here. The first thing when we're being created in our mother's womb, the first thing that develops is the heart. You know, the brain is not the first thing; it's the heart, and so the heart cells are created, and then the rhythm, if they don't know what to do. So our mother teaches us our heart rhythm. So the first thing, really, our existence, our first experience in existence before our minds is our heart, is drumming. It's a rhythm. It's the first thing. You know, that's where we start. So I think that's one of the really powerful things about drumming is when we, like you were saying, just that, finding that heartbeat,
mm-hmm.
rhythm, in the entrainment that happens. And this is what happens when we're playing in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts start to synchronize with what we're playing. Our minds do. We synchronize with each other. There's a group think
mm-hmm.
that happens and a group
yep.
effect. And I call it remembering more than anything. It's helping us by playing that heart rhythm. Really, it's as simple as that, just playing a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And we come back to remembering those things that are important. And so much in our daily life nowadays, it's so frenetic and it's so manic. And television and, you know, flashing zillions of images at us, and nobody pauses to look at a bird fly because we're all using our handheld computing devices. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. Everybody's staring at their palms nowadays mm-hmm. with these things and talking to Google and texting. People sitting right next to each other are texting each other. They're not talking to each other. It's just it's wild, you know. And I don't know. I do it. I'm a victim too. I've been victimized by the electronics.
Of course.
I try to use it rather than have it use me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't
unfortunately, on that note, technology is taking over. We are at the half hour, so we're going to need to take a break. And today we're going to listen to one of your friends as well, Conrad, Music for the Goddess, When Gaia Wears Purple.
Uh-huh. Cool.
We'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
were listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it, we accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be. You're listening to Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to Robin and Lisa.
Hi, we are back. For those of you who have not been listening in the first half of the half hour, first of all, shame on you, where were you? And second of all, we are here this evening with Conrad Kubiak, drum maker extraordinaire. But I think before we go back to talking to Conrad, Lee, didn't you have some
station
business
you
had to take care of?
Yes, I do. I have a little bit of business. On Tuesday nights, Under the Shady Tree, as they said in the promo, please feel free to send your questions to the station. But you will be hosting that show with Terry, I believe.
Yeah, actually, I believe Under a Shady Tree is on Thursday nights.
Oh, is it on Thursday? I don't know why. I thought it was Tuesday. Well,
because
I am
Tuesday
sorry.
Nights we do the rituals together often.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yes. So Thursday nights, Under the Shady Tree, it's going to be you and Terry. And please send your questions into the station, because I know you guys would love to answer them.
Oh, yeah. We love to hear from our
No topic off. Right. No topic is off limits. Just send them in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we'll have that. We'll give you that address later on when we close up shop.
Sounds good. Okay.
I did have one question for Conrad.
Okay.
Just real quick, based on the beginning of the show, when we were talking about when you're playing and you sort of like get lost in that zone, the groove, the zone, whatever it is that works for you. I was wondering, Conrad, when you make your drums and you're in your zone in making the drums, is it something you do kind of privately, like, turn off the phones, turn off, the stuff, and and kind of flow with it? Or is it something that you're able to do some and put it down and come back to it? How does your process work on that?
Yeah, I don't completely isolate. I don't isolate myself, but I do. There is definitely the power of intention.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm thinking about is very much reflected into the work. So you know, I'm careful to, how do I say, I only want to work on drums when my head is in the right place.
Okay.
My intention is in the right place. Because well, certainly with ropes, if you just look at rope lore alone, when you tie a knot, just listen to the wording of it. When you get married, you call that tying the knot. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can
mm-hmm.
also be tied up in a knot, you know, which is not a good thing. So
mm-hmm.
it's you know, the Celtic lore about knots is whatever you're holding, the energy you're holding, the intention you're holding, when you tie a knot, you're locking that intention into that knot. So if that's true, then when I'm doing these drums and they're all, the heads are put on with rope, with all
mm-hmm.
these knots in it, then I'd had better have my head in a good place, or else I'm tying up. If I'm negative, or if I'm in if I'm upset or sad or whatever, that's what's getting tied up into that drum, and energetically, that's what that drum's going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do if I'm in a bad mood, and then I clean my shop, and I put that negative energy into the sawdust, which goes back to Mother Earth, where she's very good at revivifying that energy and giving it back to us, and you know, healthy and clean and clear. So I'm building a highly energized cauldron for people to do what they will with that. Or they're going to use it to heal, or they're going to use it to manifest, or you know, if they're using it in ritual, what are they going to use it for? That's entirely up to them, but what I want to do is provide an energized cauldron that's full of clear, clean energy. And,
mm-hmm.
and so, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I actually put a prayer on each vertical as I'm pulling these ropes. That's,
mm-hmm.
you know, the kind of intention that I'm putting in there.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
That's fascinating.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for sharing
very
that.
Good question. That's, you know, because that ties in with what we're talking about, that
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, intention and energy.
One of the things that I know I see a lot of out there when you go to drum circles, and especially as a woman going to a drum circle, you know, there are all these heavy hitters, the guys with the big drums and
mm-hmm.
Playing really loudly, and you know, it gets to be this sort of sometimes, not always, but sometimes testosterone, you know, who's
yeah.
going to play bigger and better.
Djembe cowboys.
Yeah, thank you. So one of the things that I like to tell people when they ask me about drumming is to not be intimidated by that sort of thing, that there is no right or wrong way to play the drum, as long as you are basically kind of keeping with the bass rhythms in the circle and just do what comes naturally and jump right in. And what advice would you give to somebody who is thinking, gee, I'd really like the drums, but I'm intimidated by that drum circle at the event because when I get up there, there's like 15 guys with these huge jujus and, you know, the big drums, and they're standing and playing. And any advice for the newbie that really is called to the drum but doesn't really know how to break into that drum circle?
Yeah, you know, the self-judgment or being in our mind is not helpful to us.
Mm-hmm.
That playing drums, if we can go back and embrace or connect with our child self. When we were extremely young, we didn't know how to walk.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't look at all those people who were walking and running and go, oh, I can never do this because they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And if we judged ourselves, well, first time we tried, we fell down and then said, that was it. We're not going to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then none of us would have learned to walk. But you know, from our infant mind, there wasn't any judgment about it. We fell down, we got up. We fell down, we got up. You know, we crawled some more, we got up again. And we kept doing it until, you know, soon we were running, you know. And that's the same thing with drumming, is we don't really, if we can let go of that self-judgment. And certainly in a way, you've got these guys, if you're at an event where there are, you know, a lot of loud drummers who are, you know, geez, you know, showing how wonderful they are, then you can just play along and hide. No one's really going to hear you anyway, so what's the
mm-hmm.
difference?
That's what I do. That's exactly what I do.
I'll tell you a secret. Sometimes I get tired, and, you know, in a big drum circle, in order to be heard, you have to play really hard. You have to
mm-hmm.
hit hard. And sometimes I just fake it. It's like I can't even – why do I want to compete? Because
mm-hmm.
my hands are hurting. So I'm moving my hands, and I'm, you know, I'm touching the skin, but I'm not playing so hard that I could be heard above. You know, it's like, oh, well, I'm joining in. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the energetics are there. It doesn't
yeah.
necessarily, there is the unmanifested sound. So, yeah.
I try to sit close to one of those cowboys because then I figure I can copy off them.
Sure. Well, there's always.
I don't hit it as hard, but at least I can copy off of what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, or you find the pulse. Maybe
right.
they're into. This does bother me at sometimes at the different groups where, you know, would you go see a band where everybody is the lead guitar player?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got four or five people on stage and they're all playing lead guitar at the same time. Not really. We want a bass. We want the drum.
Mm-hmm.
We want the melody and we want the leads because it's all
right.
the parts that fit together.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we forget about that when we're drumming and everybody wants to be the lead at the same time, where I say the magic is in the groove.
Mm-hmm.
So to play a simple rhythm and to keep repeating it, well, what, you know, there are the three elements of African drumming are polyrhythm, ostinato, and interlocking patterns. And, you know, those three elements are in all African rhythms. So, you know, the polyrhythm doesn't have to be complex. Well, you know, the easiest definition for polyrhythm is, you know, rhythms that have a different pulse being played at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they don't have to be extremely complex.
Right.
And the ostinato, what that is just Italian for a repeating pattern. So you play the measure and then you play the measure again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's a repeated thing. And the third part, the third element is that the interlocking parts where the different rhythms are being played in such a way that if you can imagine fingers interlacing, that's where the notes fit in between, in the spaces
mm-hmm.
between. They call that interlocking parts. So those are, you know, it doesn't have to be how many triplets can you play at the same time, or how fast can you roll,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's, you know, and that becomes just a contest about an ego contest, like how fabulous
mm-hmm.
I am. And a lot of times, and that's kind of a guy thing, too. It's
mm-hmm.
I call it, you know, men drum dynamically, and women drum magnetically. So, in a drum circle, it's a competition. The male, all the men are competing in their dynamic way. Look, you know, how big I am, how fabulous I am, look how big my drum is.
mm-hmm.
And they're shooting their energy into the middle, which starts to swirl around, and you know, there's this energy in the middle of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And women, when they're drumming, it's more about like a magnetic. I yield to you. I yield to you. You know, and what happens is the energy spins around and ends up as a column of energy in the center. So the end result is the same. It's just how do we get there?
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I really like drumming with women better. Actually, I have to say. Because I like that. Well,
smart man.
Then you have the biggest drum.
Well, but no, they're just listening to each other. Well, that too. But
well, yeah.
There's the listening to each other.
Yes.
That is, you know, I like that better than just, I already know I'm wonderful. So do I need to prove that to everybody else?
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true confidence. Is not have to, you know, because you
got
to know those guys are compensating, right?
Hey, yes, well, God made us all wonderful.
That's it.
He, she, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
beyond pronouns.
That's right.
Being, you mm-hmm. know, we're all wonderful, and maybe drumming can help us all remember that. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's like there's a lot of programming that can be reversed
mm-hmm.
with drumming. I know I had a person come over here one time, a woman come over, and she wanted to get a drum. But she had been, I don't even know what issues. She had had some kind of trauma. And she didn't even, she wanted to get a drum, but she was, it was such powerful. All I did was I put her in the middle of the room and surrounded her with drums. It was literally a circle of drums.
Mm.
And it was so energetic for her that she had an emotional breakthrough, and there's tears, and we talked Aww. And processed, and I don't know, I don't even remember if she ever really got a drum. That wasn't what was needed for her right then,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
it was this healing that went on because of the power of the drum.
Mm-hmm.
That, and it's different. Everybody needs different. We all need different pieces,
mm-hmm.
but there, a lot of times women are told to be quiet. Well,
mm-hmm.
there's no way you can be quiet when you're drumming.
That's
so it's
right.
like permission to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that with kids, too. Kids are told to be quiet. Well, there isn't being quiet with drumming. That's part
right.
of it. You get permission to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, bang that drum.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have our different lessons to learn on our path, and the drum seems to help. It's not just one lesson we're learning, but
yeah,
it can teach different things to different people.
We're starting to wind down, and we just have about 7 minutes left or so to the
uh-huh.
show. We can run over if we need to, but most people who listen to our show know that every week we're usually run a little late.
We can't help ourselves.
We like to gab, but the one thing I did notice at this previous event that I went to, I guess because I've been to so many different events, and drumming is one of my things. I love to get in there and drum.
Uh-huh.
I think that people have forgotten the energetic connection and makeup between the drummers, the dancers, the fire, the spectators. You know, and it's a hard thing to explain to people who are looking at you with these puppy dog eyes, like, what are you talking about? I have no clue. And I suggested to them perhaps, you know, white hats to help at the circle, to sort of be the energetic, you know, cheerleaders, I guess, if you will, for the drummers, to the dancers, to the fire, to the spectators, because there really seemed to be no connection. And I'm noticing this more and more when I go to events, that people are there, they're drumming, and people are there, they're dancing, but the dancers are not looking to the drummers, and the drummers, there's no reflection there. And having been to so many drum circles where that was evident, and you know, how if I personally am in that situation, how do I explain this to people? What do I tell people who are either running the event or at the circle and drumming their hearts out, but not really getting the response that I would hope they would be getting from the drummer. There was a lot of the drummer from the dancers. There's a lot of dancers sort of standing in one place, not moving around the fire and sort of doing their own little like trance dance thing. It seems to be very popular all of a sudden. It's instead of everybody dancing around the circle and having this sort of common, you know, energetic experience, my feeling was is that there were a whole bunch of people there listening to the drums having a singular experience.
Texting each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
very much.
Well, I think it has something to do with this takeover of the electronic
mm-hmm.
world. This is all a new phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these little handheld electronic devices are new.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, we don't even have a generation that's gone
yeah.
by to see what's going to happen. And I think that it puts up barriers between
mm-hmm.
the interpersonal. I mean, it's first of all, it's risky
mm-hmm.
to interact socially in a group. You
mm-hmm.
have to take a risk.
Yeah.
What will people think? Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could make a mistake, and then I could be judged. And
well, that was,
you know, and there's all this fear that,
that
comes
was,
with it. And so it's safer to have a little electronic device. It separates us from our
mm-hmm.
direct interaction.
And that was exactly, you just hit it in a nutshell. The feeling I had was all these people were totally afraid to really free themselves and dance at the circle.
Yeah.
And really just, you know, connect with the drummers.
Uh-huh.
You know, Terry and I showed up, and this other couple that was there with us showed up, and it's Beltane, right? We're dancing. It's Beltane.
Sure.
And these people are looking at us like we're crazy. And we got something out of it because we were making that connection with the fire and the drummers and the dancing and the, you know, the people. But I felt so hard, you know, so terrible for some of these people who just were in their own little tube doing their own little thing, and they weren't interacting. And, you know, here I am, I'm 52 years old, I'm dancing around the fire, and I'm telling these girls who are, you know, in their 20s and 30s, like, come on, you know, this is freaking Beltane. Move your body. Come on,
yeah.
let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if you dance, they
well,
will drum.
It's real. It's
yeah.
real, you know, and I don't know where we're going to go with this whole electronic world, but originally why I got into drumming. I called it retro technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I alluded to remembering earlier that the drum will help us to connect with what we have forgotten. And what we've forgotten, that old memory and the old knowledge that's inside our hearts,
mm-hmm.
is more important and will take us further. Remembering will take us further, closer to where we want to go, than technology will.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is not a panacea for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the people that are selling it to us want us to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But well, I think what we're talking about is that it interferes with direct human interaction.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
safer too. It insulates us in a way.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking back to that very first Caduceus Festival I went to, and I think I'm talking like 1996 or 97.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And it was my first one, and I remember it was at the Boy Scout camp in Barnegat, and I remember dancing the fire circle for the first time there, and I'm dancing, I'm barefoot, I'm dancing in sand, and I look up, and there are all these stars above me, and I had this sudden epiphany that people had been dancing barefoot to drums under the stars for millennium. And
yes.
I felt this huge
yes.
connection to all those people who have
all
done this before
age.
And who will
yep.
do it again, and just mm-hmm. pulled up into this energy stream while I was dancing. And I wasn't there physically anymore. I was dancing in the stars with all those people who had done it before. It was just, and I was hooked. That
Very
was it.
Cool.
I was totally hooked.
Well, you got me hooked again, too. Oh, God, I want to go do that. It's the fire and the dancers and the drummers are all interacting together. You know, the dancers are feeding the drummers, the fire's feeding the dancers, you know, and the drummers are feeding the fire, and there is this trinity again of us all working together, and the dancers are dancing in a clockwise way, and then there's this spiral of energy. I mean, it's a very primitive and exactly what you said. It's been done for thousands and thousands of years, and it connects us with that older, more important, I think, more important selves.
Yeah, I agree. With all that said, if Lee, do you have any questions, anything else you wanted to bring up with Conrad?
I don't. I just have all the closing business when you're ready.
Okay, yeah. Just wanted to...
Well, I mean, again, no, let me, I have some quick business too. Again,
okay.
I just wanted to remind people about the workshop that I'm doing. On the
when is the workshop?
The 15th. It's on the 15th. And if you could either contact me or go to Susan DeVal Workshops, and she's putting it on. She's sponsoring this. I also do a drum circle on the second Friday of the month at Solutions for Daily Living in Newtown, Pennsylvania. And that's on my Facebook page as well. And the 19th, we're doing another drum circle in Langhorne. And that's associated with a Reiki share that goes on through some friends that are Rainbows of Healing is what they call their shop in Langhorne. It's very Ian. So there's a lot of very interesting healing and drumming going on.
Cool. When we are done with the show, Conrad, if you could send me in my Facebook all that information, so that way if anybody contacts me or the radio station, I can give them that information again.
Absolutely.
Or we can even, you know, post it on my
sure.
Facebook page. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you to buy a drum, the best way to do that is?
Conrad@spiritinthewood.com.
Okay. And
or you,
you
can
also,
call me, too. It's
yep.
215-598-0188. That's my phone number.
There you go.
So
and you also take custom orders. So if somebody has this drum that they have in their mind, I need a drum made out of, what were you telling me, zebra wood.
I have an order for bongos made from zebra wood. But I mean, even I have zebra skin right now, too. So
oh, wow.
I deal with a zoo, and I got this zebra passed away. You know, so they're sustainably acquired skin, but amazing zebra skin on the garbos, or any kind of drum you can think of. From all over the world, I've made candombe drums from Uruguay or bombos from Argentina. You know, all sorts of shamanic drums from all over the world, and the more interesting actually, before 2012, I did an Aztec drum that was supposed to have a jaguar rawhide, but I couldn't find a jaguar, so we used goatskin. But that wood burned on the Mayan calendar on that.
Oh wow!
It was a large tube kind of drum with like pyramid cutouts for legs, and it was a really incredible drum. But that was just somebody called up. He goes, "Can you make an Aztec drum?" And I said, "Sure." Oh, what is an Aztec drum, by the way? Of course I can do that.
Of course.
And then we did.
That's
so.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yep. So as Conrad said, if you can think it, he can make it.
Absolutely.
Get in touch if you have any ideas. And of course, Lee, you've got the station business but in closing, let me just, Conrad, thank you so much for coming, and I'd love to have you back again. Way more stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. I'm trying I'm trying so hard to like bring all these wonderful people onto my show that I have met over the years at events and
enlighten the young people.
Well, yeah, exactly. And sort of make this community on the radio as well as mm-hmm. knowing these people in physical life.
Well, is there an app for this? We're going to get to
not yet
get the kids. We need to get onto their Palm Pilots or whatever.
Well, all of the radio shows are downloadable about 15 minutes after we sign off the air. So tomorrow,
right, from iTunes podcast.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. There you go.
Or at blogtalkradio.com.
Right.
You can go back there and just click on it, and you'll download it automatically. So if tomorrow you want to share the show or you want to send the show to somebody, you know, who is maybe interested in having a drum made and you want to, you know, hey, this is my philosophy or here, listen to the show, you want to give it to somebody, you can send it to them.
That's very cool.
It's downloadable and you just send it over to them. Or listen to it, keep it for your, you know, your own, you know.
Files.
Like portfolio, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Here's the stuff I did.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for me?
Well, I think so.
All right.
Okay,
if you want, yes, my business, I got to get it done, you know what I mean? Otherwise, I get yelled at. It's like butter. If you want to listen to shows on the radio, don't forget, you can reach us at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. If you need to send any compliments, any problems, any comments, please feel free to send them to surn.org@gmail.com. You can also please check out our Facebook page at Spiritual Unity Radio Network. You can reach Robin and I always at Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health at Facebook. Or you can reach Robin and Terry at Little Stone Bridge Path Workers on Facebook or email them at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And please don't forget any questions for Thursday night when Robin will be guest hosting with Terry at send them to cern.org@gmail.com and just put a little note in there, question for the show. And Conrad, thanks. It was great to hear your voice again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Conrad. And I'll reach out again, and we'll do this again in a few months, and we'll get updated with you. And maybe I'd love to come down to one of your drum circles. You guys, you're not that far from me. So.
No.
Hey, we could meet because he's only a little bit ways away from me.
Yeah, he's like between us. I think it's about 2 hours to his house for me and about 2 hours for you. So we could meet there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm over in Bucks County, so, you know.
Yeah.
We can also go to New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stay at the Haunted Logan Inn.
only 5 miles away.
There you go.
Yeah.
And go to the winery.
Oh,
A lot of wineries around here. Yeah, talk about spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's very spiritual.
Very spiritual. And that's right up our alley, isn't it, Robin?
Well, yeah.
We're very spiritual.
Especially when it comes to my wine.
Exactly.
All right. I want to thank you again, Conrad. It's been wonderful. Lisa, as always, you know you rock. My rock. It keeps me on task here every week. And yeah. I want to thank Terry for running the board. He always does such a great job for us. I could not do what he does with the board. I tried it one night. It was not so good.
You were so panicked.
I was.
You were like, he's pulling in. Thank God he's pulling in.
So thank you. And as I always tell everybody at the end of every show, spread the love. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye, Liz. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Conrad.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.